The State Tribal Relations Committee is pressing Montana's congressional delegation to do more to increase public input and tribal consultation on the Keystone XL pipeline. The move comes as the end of the public comment period for a recently updated environmental statement nears. The State Tribal Relations Committee unanimously adopted a motion Monday to write a letter demanding a more meaningful public comments process on the updated Keystone XL Pipeline's draft environmental impact statement. The letter asks Montana's congressional delegation to put pressure on the State Department, which controls the 45-day public comment period that is scheduled to end next Monday, the 18th. There's been one public meeting to discuss the draft, held late last month in Billings. That's not good enough, according to the letter by the State Tribal Relations Committee, a bipartisan body of legislators that acts as liaisons between the state and tribal governments. It says people who attended didn't have enough of a chance to openly engage in dialogue and provide input. It also says tribal consultation has fallen short for the Fort Belknap and Fort Peck tribes, which the pipeline would nearly come in contact with. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte and Republican Senator Steve Daines say they look forward to speaking with committee members. A spokesperson for the Democratic Senator John Tester says the State Department should solicit further feedback from tribal leaders and the public. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.